Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. My Cuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back here post-game. 75-35, the final score for the women's game. I'm joined now by head women's basketball coach Derek Pringle. And coach, kind of a night where a lot of things didn't go right for you guys. Really just couldn't get anything to go offensively. What can you take from this game that can help you guys out next week?
I think for us is seeing what Hello?
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Wyndham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Oh, we just heard from head women's basketball coach Derek Pringle, who's in a pretty good mood despite losing his game by 40, I think. And he's right when he talked about this is one of those games that you'll look back at. It's kind of a joke that can be had by many in the championship video. It's the loss you look at as to say, well, this is the game where everything changed. And I think that's what they're looking for out of this win tonight. I saw him right before the game ended have one of his assistants take a picture of the scoreboard as motivation. So that team will be ready to go next Thursday against Pacific Union. I'm very confident. He said off air that he's very confident this team is going to compete for CalPAC championship. Well, we'll move on to the men's game, though, here quickly. Two teams that are very, very good. The men's team for Simpson, 8-5 overall. They played a tough 13-game schedule. They're 2-0 in the CalPAC Conference, one on the road against Cal Maritime in December, and then one on Thursday night against Benedictine. But Embry-Riddle is a team that has faced Benedictine and beat them on the road. They come into this game 8-8 and 1-1 in conference. If you look at the conference standings, Simpson is atop the standings here at the moment. Embry-Riddle, obviously, it's very early. There's still 12 games remaining. Teams have a good chance of making the CalPAC playoffs. A 3-0 start for Simpson would be the first time they've done it in school history. As we give you the starting lineups for Embry-Riddle this evening, they have the Skirtle Twins out of Meridian, Idaho. Ryan Skirtle, the point guard, the redshirt senior, at 5'11". Check that, not twins, just brothers. Logan Skirtle at 6'4". Out of Meridian, Idaho, as well. Nick Johnson, the 6'5 guard out of Anthem, Arizona. Gilbert Ibarra and Calvin Carmichael for Embry-Riddle. All time, these teams are 2-2 against one another, split last year and split 2 years ago. They're coached in his fourth season by Eric Fundalovich, assistant coach Doug Bielefus, Neil Tessman. As Embry-Riddle will look to get above 500 with a win here this evening. For Simpson, the Red Ox, coached by Todd Franklin in his second season, assistance by James Jansen, Mike Hayworth. They'll start with the same five they started with on Thursday night. It was a new lineup, taking Teon Martin out. They start with JT Branch, Aaron Berry, Jalen Cooper running the point, Blake Trent, and John Manjon for Simpson. Well, here we go. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a tip here on KCNR 1460.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
We're about ready for tip-off here from Redding, California. We'll see Simpson get their starters named here shortly. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by David Van Dyke, Senior Financial Advisor at Merrill Lynch. We'll take a break for another minute and a half, and then we will be back for the tip-off here on Simpson Sports Network.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Reading's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Call 605-0770.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
We are ready for tip-off here in Redding, California on a highly anticipated Saturday night. Let's see if the Simpson University Redhawks can take on the Embry-Riddle Eagles. Here we go. Redhawks wearing their home whites with the black lettering Embry-Riddle in their blacks to go along with the yellow trimming and blue lettering. JT Branch will be going up for the tip for Simpson against Calvin Carmichael, the 6'8", 230-pound senior from Tucson, Arizona, on what should be a fast-paced action. Embry-Riddle, a team that likes to slow it down, but Simpson wants to push the floor as much as possible. Both teams averaging above 74 points per game on the season. Here we go. It's Carmichael and JT Branch talking in midcourt as we get ready. Again, the starting lineups for Embry-Riddle: Ryan Skirtle, Logan Skirtle, Nick Johnson, Gilbert Ibarra, and Calvin Carmichael. For Embry-Riddle, for Simpson, is John Manjohn, JT Branch, Blake Trent, Jalen Cooper, and Aaron Berry. Simpson coached by Todd Franklin in his second season, James Jansen and Mike Hayworth. Of course, Embry-Riddle, as I mentioned, coached by Eric Bundlewich, a very, very good coach who has got this program up and running quickly. Here we go. Simpson will be moving to our left, Embry-Riddle to our right here this evening. As the 7:30 tip-off time, almost right on it, 7:31, as the tip is controlled by Simpson. Jalen Cooper moving to our left. He controls for Simpson against the zone. Out to Blake Trent, dumps to Aaron Berry, back to Trent in deep three-point range. Down low, John Manjohn catches, goes back out to Cooper, passes just a little bit low, but he hangs on to the catch. Shot clock down at 14. Cooper looking to attack, out to Trent. Here's a deep three on the way, knocks it down, and the Redhawks off to a good start. Blake Trent with about a 27-foot three. Simpson leads 3-0. And now they say the shot clock didn't reset, but it definitely did. They just walked it up the floor. So 3-0 our score. 19:30 to go in the two halves. Is down low, now to Logan Skirtle, back to the basket on Aaron Berry at the right elbow. Now hands to Ibarra. Pass down low, deflected, and a foul away from the ball on John Manjohn. The pass on ball was deflected by Jalen Cooper. It was then tipped up in the air, and evidently John Manjohn pushed in the back of Calvin Carmichael. Shot clock reset to 20. As Ryan Skirtle will put it in play, looking into the post. Now he does enter in, and it's almost taken away. Carmichael now double. Aaron Berry now has a steal, keeping it inbounds to the sideline. Dumps off JT Branch. Branch gets it stripped out of bounds, and it's off his leg. It'll be Embry-Riddle ball. Good job by Embry-Riddle scrambling back. And the first turnover of the game for Simpson. Still 3-0, less than a minute gone by here in the first half of basketball. Simpson 2-0 in conference play, looking to remain undefeated. Here's a baseline drive. Now Ibarra in three-point range to Skirtle. Now Ryan Skirtle, the left angle. Back to the basket. Here comes the double team. Carmichael double to Ibarra, to Ryan Skirtle, to Logan Skirtle for three. No. Rebound. Carmichael comes away with it. It'll be a loose ball foul on Simpson. Oh, my. It's on John Manjohn, who just picked up his second. And in less than 2 minutes into this game, Manjohn has picked up his second personal. And that is not good news for Simpson. The big man, who is so important down low. Inbound now to the right side, or the far side of the floor to Johnson. They're moving it well. Look down low for Carmichael. Oh, JT Branch with the long arms has a steal. Teon Martin comes into the game, now swings up to Jalen Cooper. Cooper back to Teon Martin, who will set up the offense against the 3-2 zone. Aaron Berry to Blake Trent, deep three-point range. Teon Martin far side. Here's JT Branch, 15-footer. No. Rebound taken in by Nick Johnson. Ryan Skirtle across the midcourt logo, enters to the right side. He finds Nick Johnson, picked up by Trent. Attack the left hand, now spins back to his right. Tough shot, partially blocked. Blake Trent comes away with it. Good defense there for Simpson. The other direction, and a steal on the pass by Nick Johnson. Saves it into Logan Skirtle, a turnover. Gilbert Ibarra now stops and pox from 17. He can't get it, and Teon Martin with the rebound. Martin now up the floor to Aaron Berry to the corner, now to Trent. He'll try again for three. No. Long rebound. Cooper comes away with it. Dumps off to Blake Trent. He's fouled. It'll count. And a chance for one more at the free throw line. Great play from Jalen Cooper on the setup, who had six assists on Thursday with his first here tonight. It's 5-0. Blake Trent back to the free throw line. He's got all 5 points for Simpson. He had 22 on Thursday. And it's no good. 5-0 our score. As Ryan Skirtle brings across the timeline for Embry-Riddle. Down now to the baseline to Skirtle. Picked up closely by Aaron Berry. Carmichael doubled. Skip pass. It's deflected. Comes to Johnson. Johnson pass fake. Now throws cross court again. Ryan Skirtle to Logan Skirtle. Now up top again to Ibarra for three. No. Offensive rebound. Carmichael lays it up and in. He is such a big body down low, as I mentioned, 6'8", 230, and a tough guy to move out on rebounds. 5-2. Jalen Cooper now dumps down low. JT Branch turns back to Teon Martin to Berry. Berry gets the ball to take it out of his hands. Now he'll step back and try for three. It's an air ball. And it's taken in by Johnson. I think Berry got hit in his face on that shot attempt. Todd Franklin did not look happy with that last attempt. The selection there. Quick baseline pop. It pops in and out by Logan Skirtle, and Teon Martin corrals the rebound. Jalen Cooper now. Pedal to the metal to Teon Martin. Skips to the corner. Aaron Berry. Berry attacks. Pull up. 15-footer. This is short. Battles for a rebound. Gets it. Throws it back in, but it comes to Ibarra. Embry-Riddle now will head back to our right. Just over 3 minutes gone by. Just a handful of whistles here in the opening few minutes. Gilbert Ibarra enters now to Carmichael. Here comes the double up top to Logan Skirtle for three. Yes, we're tied at five. Well, when you double the big man, that's going to leave somebody open. The problem was is Carmichael had an easy lane to find Logan Skirtle up top. A quick, easy pass on the shot for Embry-Riddle to even the score. This Embry-Riddle team plays very good defense, keeps it a low scoring. Teon Martin. Martin, crossover dribble. Looking, getting to the, trying to find the corner to Blake Trent. Now he does. Shot clock is at four. Trent down low. Branch stepping back. Ooh, looked like he was hit on the arm. It's going to be a shot clock violation. At least it should have been. They're going to say it's out of bounds. Definitely should have been a shot clock violation. And now we have a whistle here. Jalen Cooper is going to tie his shoe here on the near sideline. Just under 16 minutes remaining in the opening half. Ryan Skirtle picked up full court by Teon Martin. 5-5. Ryan Skirtle, baseline, now to Ibarra, near side of the floor. Cooper on him, straight away now to Ryan Skirtle. Dribble handoff to Johnson. Johnson, the left angle, now to the baseline to Ryan Skirtle. Back to the basket again to Carmichael. Spins, dumps out Ibarra, another pass. Ryan Skirtle for three. Yes. Good ball movement by Embry-Riddle here early on. Their ability now to go up by three. Very nicely done. They've done it on a couple possessions. The first couple, they've got open looks, just unable to knock them down. They've hit their last two. Jalen Cooper now. Waiting for the baseline out of Teon Martin. Simpson struggling to get the ball into the paint. Martin. Martin gets inside, and he is fouled, makes the basket, but it will not count. Brandon Moss into the game. Here for Simpson, who will come in for Aaron Berry. Nope, for Blake Trent. Simpson will have it on the baseline. Tion Martin to put it in play. Lob pass. It's tipped by Carmichael and a turnover. Already the second turnover by Martin, who's only been in for a few minutes. 15 minutes remaining. Pass now to the right side. Nick Johnson in the corner, picked up by Brandon Moss. Look down low, Carmichael. Single coverage, half fake, left hand, half hook. Pops out. Brandon Moss with the rebound. 8-5 our score. Aaron Berry now to Trent. To Jalen Cooper. Berry now back to Martin. Cooper attacks to the right hand, gets into the paint, draws the contact, the foul, and he will get to the free throw line as he just missed the shot. Frustrated with himself that he missed it. And he'll get back to the free throw line. Cooper with a chance to cut it to one here at the free throw line as the first free throw is good. Moving into the starting lineup on Thursday. He started six games this year. 7 points per game. Just under four rebounds. Leads the team in steals. And second in assists. We're going to change the foul there. Second free throw no good for Jalen Cooper. 8-6. 5 minutes been played in the opening half. Baseline for Ryan Skirtle. Now looks down low to Calvin Carmichael. Here comes the double team. Skip pass. It comes down to Johnson. 18-footer. One dribble pull up. Got it. 10-6. I don't think Simpson has an answer for when they get it down to Carmichael down in the paint. They have to double. And then a quick, easy kick out has resulted in a couple buckets for Embry Riddle. This zone has been stifling for Simpson so far. They've struggled to get it in the paint. 10-6. Berry to Jalen Cooper, three-point range. Shot clock is down at 10. They haven't got it inside the three-point line yet. Berry back to Martin. 5 on the clock. Martin going to have to create. He does get inside. Dumps to the corner. JT Branch. It's blocked. And now it's tipped away. And it's going to be out of bounds. So I think they're going to say it's out of bounds, not a shot clock violation, which doesn't really matter. Caden Herbert into the game for Embry Riddle alongside Trace Edmeyer. Good defense by Martin, picking him up full court. Now Nick Johnson with it, far side, Moss on him. Gets into the paint, dumps out to Ryan Skirtle. Tip pass is deflected out of bounds. It will remain Embry Riddle ball. Connor Verdugo in. Ryan Skirtle out. So the two freshman guards, the freshman of Verdugo and the freshman of Martin, going to be going toe-to-toe here. Bad pass deflected, and here comes Simpson with a steal. Lob pass. Brandon Moss, look out, throws it down. 10-8, our score. 13 minutes to go in the first half. A little bit of momentum shifting there. Nick Johnson now to the right side of Herbert. Two dribbles, now back to the baseline. Pump fake by the young freshman. It's Verdugo trying to put it in the paint. It's deflected out of bounds. It'll be Embry Riddle ball. Now Simpson's defensive pressure stepping up. Aaron Berry's going to get a breather here. Blake Trent in. 7 minutes been played here in the first half. Nowhere to go. Almost throws it away. Comes into the big man, and he lays it up and in. Trace Edmeyer with the bucket. 12-8. Blake Trent quickly feeds back to Martin. 4-point game. Embry Riddle with the lead. Jalen Cooper inside. Martin, nice little 14-footer. It comes up just a bit short. And now almost get knocked away by Brandon Moss, but the rebound does come to Logan Skirtle. up the floor. Nick Johnson's hesitation crossover. Step back now from 18. No. Martin tracks down his third rebound. 12:20 remaining. Martin in three-point range. Dribble handoff. Blake Trent thought about it. Stutter step. Steps into an 18-footer. Money. Blake Trent, nice setup from Teon Martin. 12 to 10, excuse me. We'll have a timeout here shortly. Verdugo, pass is deflected. Out of bounds, it'll remain Embiid ball. A lot of tip passes by the Simpson defense in this first 8 minutes. Substitution is Gilbert Ibarra will race back in, replacing Nick Johnson, who has yet to get a breather. The inbound and now to Connor Verdugo. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. Logan Skirtle up top, Ibarra swinging it from right to left. Herbert back to the corner. Verdugo and a whistle and a foul on Teon Martin, putting on the pressure. That'll get us to a timeout. 12-10 our score in the first 8 minutes of basketball. We got 12 minutes to go here in the first half on KCNR 1460.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Redding's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Redding.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Slow start here in this game. We've had a couple shots go down for each team from beyond the arc, but early on it's really been the slow play of Embiid, but they've started to pick it up a little bit, and Simpson also has began to pick up the pressure. 12-10. Our score. And Sam Peruta will put it in on the side. It'll be Caden Herbert to put it in play. He does to Trace Edmeyer, hands right back to him. Down low in the paint. Little turnaround blocked by JT Branch. Pass is deflected. Now it does come to Herbert. He travels before the shot attempt. Good defense there by Simpson. John Franklin gets up on his feet to applaud the effort on the defensive side of the basketball there. 12-10. 12 minutes remaining. First half. Cooper now to Teon Martin. Cooper crossing over to the baseline. JT Branch thought about it. Gets into the paint. Dumps off Brandon Moss and an offensive foul. First foul on Moss as he lowered his right shoulder. It is just the fourth team foul on Simpson. Caden Herbert. Logan Skirtle now straight away. Dumps down into the paint. So Edmeyer straight out to a three for Logan Skirtle is good. 15-10. Baseline. Blake Trent trying to answer. He will try again for three. No. Long rebound comes to Ibarra. 5-point game. Verdugo. Baseline. The lefty, Edmeyer, swings back out. Verdugo for three. No. Jalen Cooper with the rebound. 15-10. Trent hands off to Teon Martin. Wants an on-ball screen. He'll get it in and out with the right hand. Dump off pass. Brandon Moss gets it back. Goes up. Oh, he missed it in the late whistle on a foul. And a chance to get to the free throw line. Aaron Berry's going to return here. I think he'll relieve Jalen Cooper. Bimas, first free throw. Ooh. Short off the front of the rim. Out of Stockton, California, he transferred from Modesto JC last year. 6'5", 195-pounder. Will graduate in the spring. And the second one pops out. Still 15-10, so an empty trip from the line that time. Caden Herbert now up top as they quickly feed it down into the paint to Edmeyer. Swings to the corner. Ibarra, Simpson with good defense. Ibarra again attacks, spins, left hand, lays it in. Nice move there, and the interior defense was nowhere to be found. It's 17-10. 10 minutes to go. Tion Martin to Blake Trent. They're going to double Aaron Berry on the left angle. Now to Tion Martin, right angle, or right elbow. Up fake, up fakes again. Down low, Brandon Moss. Moss spins, goes up, lays it in. Nice setup from Tion Martin, 17-12. And Brandon Moss does a nice job of corralling himself in the paint. Herbert enters to Ibarra for Embry-Riddle. Anthony Spencer's going to check in at the next whistle for Simpson. Logan Skirtle now and an offensive foul. Away from the ball, it's an illegal screen on Gilbert Ibarra as Tion Martin was fighting through. It's already the fifth team foul on Embry-Riddle, the second on Ibarra. He'll take a seat. Sean Wood will come in for Embry-Riddle. As Tion Martin now will put it in play for Simpson. Aaron Berry now right back to Martin straight away to inside Brandon Moss. Moss faces up, little 14-footer. No, good shot attempt though for Simpson. Right into the paint, it's exactly what you want from a guy who's been attacking here early. Nick Johnson back in, attacks the baseline. Tough finish is good over Anthony Spencer. 19-12. Nick Johnson with a very nice take that time. Simpson a little stagnant offensively against the zone. They're moving it. Now they look to get it inside. Cooper to the left angle. Now to Aaron Berry. Berry down low. Brandon Moss has to come out to the three-point line to get it. Cross-court pass, Berry out to Cooper. Cooper jabs in a blocking foul as he attacked the basket, knocking over Logan Skirtle. Will be the sixth team foul. So Simpson will be at the line the rest of the first half. Shot clock reset to 20. Tion Martin, the trigger man. And they swing it back out to Aaron Berry quickly. Cooper inside. B. Moss swing out to the baseline. Almost threw it away, and he did. Sean Wood with the steal. Brandon Moss at single coverage should have just went up with it. Instead, tries to force it in a turnover. Verdugo now into Herbert at three-point range. Back to the basket to Trace Edmeyer. Here comes the double. Tries to dump it off, and it's out of bounds in a turnover. Simpson off to a slow start offensively. They're 5 of 14. Embry-Riddle, 8 of 17. Each team with 6 turnovers. Embry-Riddle with plus 3 in the rebounding total. Tion Martin to Jalen Cooper. Now to Aaron Berry to the baseline, Anthony Spencer. Spencer, the leading 3-point man a year ago. Martin off a pick. Steps into a 17-footer. This is well short. An air ball. And it'll come to Embry-Riddle. But it'll get us to a timeout. 19-12, our score. We'll take a break. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Ember Riddle with the early lead. This is kind of similar to how we saw Thursday night's game happen. The Red Hawks struggled a little bit in the first half, but then picked it up in the second. We'll see if they can turn up the pace on that before the second half gets underway. 7-point game, 19-12. Blake Trent leads Simpson in scoring. Remember, he had the first 5 points. And he has three of the five field goals for Simpson. Ember Riddle ball. They'll have to go the length of the floor. Trent has seven, by the way. He's 3 of 4 from the field. Logan Skirtle to the baseline. Sean Wood. Now down low. Nick Johnson. Johnson to Sean Wood. Wood pump face, gets the defender in the air. Pulls up. And Jalen Cooper with a block on ball. Wow. Aaron Bear in the other direction. What defense that was. Cooper jabs right, goes left. Swings up the JT Branch. 15 foot on the way. Got it. Good setup from Jalen Cooper. And he has just been re-energized since been brought into the starting lineup. Logan Skirtle now. Back to the basket of Calvin Carmichael. Here's the double. It's poked away. Gets it back. Swings to the corner. Here's a pump fake from Sean Wood. Wood now nowhere to go. Dumps it off again to Carmichael. Backdoor feed. A shot is blocked. And a foul on Aaron Berry. I think that's going to be his second. Nope, just his first. Blake Trent is going to come in for somebody here. Johnson's first free throw is good. Johnson, the leading scorer on this team at 15 points per game, but just a 58% free throw shooter. He's only tried 35 attempts from downtown at 20%, but he's very, very good from inside the three-point line at 52%. Also averages 7 rebounds a game. 21-14, 7-point lead for the Eagles. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Aaron Berry now to Tion Martin at the three-point range, looking to the high post against this zone. Again to Martin. Again, they're trying to find those holes. Cooper jabs right, goes left. Little pull-up floater. No. Rebound tipped. And it comes out, and it's not picked up by anyway. Now it's finally grabbed by Ember Riddle. Got it, but it went through like 5 or 6 hands for Ember Riddle before being squeezed. 21-14. 6.5 remaining here in the first half. Logan Skirtle to the right side is Sean Wood. Back to the basket now to Nick Johnson. Double team. Skip pass. Another skip pass. Back to the corner. Good rotation. Johnson back out again. Sean Wood for three. No. Good defense by Simpson. And a foul away from the ball on Calvin Carmichael. And that'll get Blake Trent to the line to shoot free throws. Good defense there by Simpson. Rotating after the good ball movement and still getting a hand in the shooter Sean Wood's face, who then airballed. And now Blake Trent will head to the free throw line. Simpson's best free throw shooter. He's 0 for 1 tonight. See if Trent can hit the first and see the second here on the 1 and 1. First one is good. 21-15. Before that, Simpson was just 1 of 5 from the free throw line. On Thursday, remember, they got to the line a lot. They were 34 for 43. Second one, also good. 21-16. Ryan Skirtle now brings it up against Tion Martin. They enter now to the right side to Logan, or left side to Logan Skirtle. Now up top to Nick Johnson. Johnson looking for space to Ryan Skirtle. Down low, bad pass, taken away. Here comes Simpson in transition. 3-on-2. Martin, skip pass. Trent, open 3 on the way. No. Rebound, JT Brand, second chance. Another shot for Trent, not this time. And everybody yelling at Trent to shoot the basketball. Second chance for Simpson. Down low, Tion Martin. He'll try for three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 21-19. Martin hits his first triple of the evening. Back to a two-point game after a 5-0 run. Here comes Ryan Skirtle. Crossover drill picked up by Martin. Looks out, finds Nick Johnson. Down to Logan Skirtle, and a whistle and a foul here is on Aaron Berry, trying to fight through the screen. His second. It's the 16th foul. It's kind of lifted up. Logan Skirtle trying to get below the screen. Zach Burns is going to come in for Berry here for the first time. And now they line up at the free throw line. Here comes 19-29. Here's a quick catch and fire. Three from Logan Skirtle is good. With a hand right in his face, that answers Simpson's 5-0 run, 24-19. 5:18 remaining in the first half against this zone again. Trent baseline, looking for room. Back to Martin, threw it away. Nick Johnson with a steal. Johnson 2-on-2 break. Goes at to Cooper, missed the lay-in. Rebound Trent, up the floor for Simpson. Trying to come back, finds Martin. Gets to the middle of the floor. Martin gets right inside. He goes up, he's fouled, and it will not count. A chance to shoot 1-1 at the free throw line. What a nice take by Tion Martin, carving up the defense. And he will shoot the 1-1 at the free throw line. First free throw from Martin is good. He'll get to see the second. 24-20. Again, a low-scoring game so far, but it can pick up so quickly. Knocks down both. So Tion Martin with a good first half. 24-21. He's brought a nice spark off the bench with five points. Corner three from Logan Skirtle is good. One pass, catch and shoot, 27-21. Tion Martin hands to Jalen Cooper, right back to Martin. Martin out of Jalen Cooper. Cooper looks, finds JT Branch, pump fakes. Now he'll attack, goes up, little fall away, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound to Nick Johnson. Caden Herbert now will bring it up against Jalen Cooper. Herbert enters the Logan Skirtle, picked up by Zach Burns. Nick Johnson on him. Johnson with the basketball, dribbles to his left. Hands now to Trey Sedmeyer, who steps into a 15-footer. No. Zach Burns tracks down the rebound for Simpson. Pings it across midcourt. Burns to the corner to JT Branch. Swings out. Here is Blake Trent. His three is blocked, and it comes to Logan Skirtle. 27-21. Amber Riddle with the lead, with the ball under four to play in the first half. Ryan Skirtle now enters to Nick Johnson. To Ed Meyer down low, and a whistle and a foul on Zach Burns, and that's going to get Logan Skirtle back to the line. He'll shoot the 1-1. Alex Andrews will come in for Simpson. And Zach Burns out. And Burns struggled a little bit with guarding Logan Skirtle. Had six quick points and looking for more here. 27-21. Free throw is good. 28-21. .343 remaining. Knocks down both. 29-21. It's an eight-point game. Martin against this zone. Now to Blake Trent, to Alex Andrews. Another sharpshooter off the bench for Coach Todd Franklin. Martin to Trent in three-point range. Now to JT Branch. Back to his basket at the right elbow. Cooper, shot clock's at 13. Comes off a pick. Swings out. Andrews, good look at three. Got it. That's what he's in the game to do. Alex Andrews with the triple, 29-24. 3:15 to go. You got to love that Simpson's bench is into this game. Nick Johnson, baseline drive, step back, it's stripped, and it comes back to Johnson. Here comes the double. Now a pass fake, up top to Ryan Skirtle, into the paint, out to Ryan Skirtle, pump fake, and a travel. What good rotation that was. The ball went from four different Emerito players across the floor. And everybody flying in the direction of offensive players. A timeout is called by Embry-Riddle, a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break, we'll stay here. 3 minutes to go, 29-24, and the Redhawks still shooting below 40%, 8 of 22, 36 points. 5 points for Teon Martin off the bench, but Blake Trent is Simpson's leading scorer with 9, 3 of 6 from the field, 2 of 5 from 2 of 3 from the free throw line, Logan Skirtle has been doing most of the heavy lifting for Embry-Riddle. 14 points, 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. There's been the main difference. They are 5 of 9 overall and 43% from the field in general. Turnover numbers almost identical, a plus 4 advantage for Embry-Riddle on the glass, but both teams just with a few offensive rebounds. It's been primarily the poor shooting of Simpson that has resulted in the more rebounds for Embry-Riddle. 10 assists for Embry-Riddle, 7 for the Redhawks. 29-24, we resume play. Martin moving to our left with Jalen Cooper, Alex Andrews, Blake Trent, and JT Branch. T.L. Martin, a deep three. No. Yeah, it's too early in the offense to be taking that. Martin out to Logan Skirtle. Back to the basket. Now they find Trace Edmeyer. Turn around and Nick Johnson. No basket. And a foul away from the ball is going to be on Martin. That will get Nick Johnson to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Martin just picked up his second. Free throw, no good. So the front end of the 1-1 missed. Here comes Simpson in the other direction. Jalen Cooper, who I don't believe has gotten a breather in this game. Out to Alex Andrews, who hit that last triple. Cooper attacks, gets into the paint, hangs in the air, missed it. Off the tree on Branch, goes back up. He missed it as well. Two easy chances for Simpson, both unable to go down. Trace Edmeyer with the rebound for Embry-Riddle. Herbert almost loses the handle on it to the corner to Ryan Skirtle. Right back to Herbert. Shot clock is at 15. They set up Logan Skirtle. Now to the far side, Nick Johnson. Ryan spinning. And it's through his hands and a steal. Here comes Simpson in transition. 3-on-1. Teon Martin. Martin. And he lost it. Out of bounds. Turnover. A 3-on-1 chance that's got to be a lay-in. Instead, a turnover. Lost it through his hands. 29-24. Todd Franklin still being encouraging on the sidelines. Understandably frustrated at that last play, but knows that things like that just happen sometimes. Herbert straight away to Ryan Skirtle. Now to the baseline of Logan Skirtle. It's to his legs. Anders spins and comes away with a steal. Nicely done there. 29-24. What a presence. Alex Anders has been off the bench. JT Branch spins right. Back to the corner. Anders stutter steps in. Sends up Branch. Two-hand flush. What a great possession that is for Simpson. 29-26. 1:20 to go here in the first half. What a setup it was from Andrews, who's got 3 points and a quick assist in just a few minutes. 1 point or 3 points, one possession game, and a foul away from the ball is going to be on Simpson again. Fighting through screens, it's on Andrews. And that again will get Embry-Riddle to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Just the first foul on Andrews. Zach Burns is in. 1:13 to go. So Logan Skirtle will shoot the 1-1, who has already had a very nice night, as I mentioned earlier. 14 points. He's hit two of his first two free throws, but he misses the free throw, and now Jalen Cooper has the rebound. 2-1 in, front end of the 1-1's missed. Simpson has a chance to tie it with a three. Trent, he'll try to tie it. No! Rebound comes to Trace Edmeyer. And another deep attempt from Blake Trent. Under a minute remaining in the first half. Far side of the floor, Caden Herbert. Baseline drive from Nick Williams. It's blocked by Cooper. Gets it back. It's tipped off the back of the backboard out of bounds. It'll remain Embry-Riddle ball with 17 on the shot clock. 29-26. Inbound quickly to Edmeyer. Goes up, missed it. Rebound. Here comes Jalen Cooper in transition. 3-on-2. Cooper right to the rack. Lays it in. Pedal to the metal on that possession. And now a 12-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. 29-28. Embry-Riddle has led for the last 18 minutes. Branch falls over inside. Here's an open three for Herbert. Good. The game clock should have stopped there. That'll allow Justin Nieto to come in. So Simpson will have the ball for the final possession, trailing by four here in this first half. It was a strange possession. The ball was entered into the post, and it looked like JT Branch might have had his toe stepped on, and then he fell back, which allowed a wide-open three attempt from Herbert. Jalen Cooper now, as they're saying, last shot as they bring it across midcourt. Game clock is at 17, and they're going to hold it. Andrews to Justin Nieto. Back to Jalen Cooper. Shot. Game clock now at 10 seconds. Blake Trent to Jalen Cooper. Cooper crossing over. Gets into the paint. Throws into the corner. It's knocked out of bounds. Simpson ball with 3.9 seconds remaining. 32-28. Out to JT Branch. Branch will try a deep three at the horn. No. And that's going to end the first half of basketball. Another night for Simpson where they don't play their best basketball, but still just trail by four at the half. We'll see if they can do what they did on Thursday night and come back and take the lead. We'll be back here for the halftime report here on KCNR 1460.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket to 300 acres of fun, with free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year, plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you a year-round access for less than $7 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Give me everything.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
this Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Back here at the half, 32-28, Simpson trailing by four. We'll give you the halftime stats brought to you by tonight's sponsor, David Van Dyke, who is actually in attendance tonight, the Merrill Lynch Senior Financial Advisor. Simpson Love, David Van Dyke will give you the best advice you need for your finances, for you and your family. Jalen Cooper, who only had 3 points, provided a nice spark in 18 minutes. He did, in fact, get a breather. I was wrong on that. JT Branch, 2 of 9 from the floor with just 4 points. I'm sure that'll come up. He's a guy who's getting good looks. 3 of 7 for Blake Trent, 9 points. He leads Simpson in scoring. Martin with 5, Brandon Moss with 4, and Alex Andrews with 3. 7 turnovers for Simpson, 10 for Embry-Riddle. But Embry-Riddle also had 11 assists. The rebounding total I mentioned about midway through the half was not greatly in favor of Embry-Riddle, just minorly, and now it has jumped to being just a five rebound advantage for the Eagles. So we'll see if that continues. But the big name, Logan Skirtle, 14 points in that first half, 4 of 7. He knocked down 4 triples, and it was a very, very good first half for that young man. 11 of 25 for Embry-Riddle on 44% from the field. Simpson just 33%. Those are your main differences so far. I forgot to mention the officials for tonight's game, Alonzo Maxwell, Eric Taylor, Mark Gray. Did a very nice job in that first half. There was a lot of physicality. Simpson handled it well, and I imagine we're going to see more of it. A couple of foul trouble for Embry-Riddle early on. It made them have to go deeper into their bench. Simpson also going deeper into the bench, so we'll see if we see more of the same in the second half. We'll take a break. We'll come back to talk more about this one on KCNR 1460.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We plow
four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Back here on KCNR 1460, Connor Sutton here along with you here at the half, 32-28. Things we'd like to see improved here before the half. Remember, John Manjohn, Simpson's big man, was out in less than a minute and a half because of two fouls. He'll be back in the second half, so that's a big key. I like the minutes from Alex Andrews for Simpson, who hasn't played many minutes this year, but came in, hit a three, and did a nice job defensively as well. Had a nice setup for a two-hand flush for JT Branch as well. Simpson, I imagine, would look to get the ball more inside against that zone, but I think they've gotten a number of pretty good shots, so I think they'll be okay as they head into the second half. You like the way they played defensively, and despite being down four, it's strange to say this, but it feels like they almost even have an advantage going into the second half. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back with the start of the second half here on KCNR 1460.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Reading's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Call 605-0770.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 32-28 is Ember Riddle with the ball to start the second half. Calvin Carmichael gets the feed into the paint. Now swings out Gilbert Ibarra for three. No, passes to, or shot, rebound is deflected out of, not out of bounds. Saved by Logan Skirtle. Now to the baseline, Nick Johnson. Second chance opportunity. Johnson into the paint. Little floater, missed it. John Manjohn with the rebound for Simpson. Manjohn up the floor for the Red Hawks. Hands to Aaron Berry. Berry down low, intending for Cooper, and a turnover. Well, not the way that Simpson wanted to start it, but that's okay. 32-28. Here's a little floater from Calvin Carmichael, no, and the rebound comes to Simpson. Moving to our right, Aaron Berry jabs right, goes left. Now to Blake Trent. Trent out to Berry, almost threw it away. Trent now, baseline to John Manjohn. Manjohn to Trent, nice little pocket pass. Into the paint to Berry, lost the handle on it. Berry will step into a 17-footer, knocks it down. Aaron Berry, 32-30. I think this game is going to pick up as far as pace in this second half. Ryan Skirtle, tip pass. It is deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Gilbert Ibarra. Shot clock's down to 11. Dumps out Nick Johnson. Shot clock now down to 9. Back to the basket. Calvin Carmichael, ooh, got away with the travel. Now hands to Ibarra. Swings out Ryan Skirtle from downtown. Short, Blake Trent with the rebound. Simpson with a chance to tie it with a 2 or take the lead on this possession. Cooper jabs right, goes or left, jabs left and went right and was fouled. And the foul is on Ryan Skirtle, his first. Todd Franklin directing traffic on the sideline for Simpson. Now as they will get it on the baseline, 24 on the shot clock. Pass is deflected in, and now Jalen Cooper luckily comes away with it. Swings out Trent. Three for the lead. Got it! 35, 33, 32. What a big shot there from Trent, who's at double figures with 12. Gilbert Ibarra now to the baseline. Up top now to Ryan Skirtle. Skirtle jabs right out to Johnson. Logan Skirtle. Near side to Ibarra. 33-32. Down low to Calvin Carmichael. Half hook is good. They go single coverage that time, which I think is the right adjustment at the half. And Embry-Riddle regains the lead, 34-33. Blake Trent enters to Jalen Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor and picked up his dribble early. Now to Medjon. Jabs right, goes left, hangs in the air. Foul! And it counts! And a chance for one more at the free throw line. 35-34. Simpson takes the lead. And now John Medjon, who has spent a lot of today working on his free throws, will head to the stripe. And it's an air ball. 35-34. Nick Johnson now. Back to the basket. Calvin Carmichael. Pass fake. Now he does swing it to Ibarra from downtown. No. Rebound comes to JT Branch. Kind of a gift there on that miss. Simpson trying to extend their lead. 35-34. Cooper to Aaron Berry. Three-point range. Berry calling out a different play against the 2-3 to Jalen Cooper right side. Into the paint. Blake Trent. Pump fake. Now out to John Manjon. Hesitation dribble. Cooper goes behind the back with the dribble. Now to Aaron Berry. Berry jabs right. Goes left. Gets into the paint. He hangs in the air. No. Rebound. Manjon leads it up and in. He was there to clean up the nest. 37-34. Berry wanted a foul call. Didn't get it, but didn't complain too much as Manjon was able to finish with the lay-in. Nick Johnson left side of the floor. Simpson is with a whole lot of firepower here this second half. Baseline drive. Carmichael makes the catch. Here's Logan Skirtle for three. Good. His fifth triple of the night. We're back even at 37. And a timeout is called by Embry-Riddle as the pace has picked up dramatically here in this second half. The 32nd will become the media timeout. We will take a break. We're even at 37. With 16 minutes to go in the second half on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 16 minutes remaining in the second half, 37-37. Simpson has come out of the half revved up. They will go the length of the floor, moving to our right. As we put the ball in play, it's Cooper with Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, John Manjon, and JT Branch. Berry on the far side of the floor. Dribble handoff now to Jalen Cooper. Back to Berry. They're trying to overload him here. Now Berry looking for space out to Trent in three-point range. Trent down low. Jalen Cooper spins, throws it back out to Berry. And with 15 on the shot clock, Manjon creating space, gets in the paint. He's fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. Logan Skirtle hit the deck hard, and I'm not completely sure why. He did that earlier today as well in the first half. 37-37. So John Manjohn will head to the free throw line. Todd Franklin says to Manjohn, use a little more legs on this one after airballing the three-point play opportunity a few moments ago. 37-37. First one, off the back of the iron, no good. Second one for Manjohn. He is good. And the crowd erupts. Simpson takes the lead, 38-37. Here's Ryan Skirtle. Crossover dribble, dumps out now to Logan Skirtle. Picked up tightly by Aaron Berry. Nick Johnson now on the catch, looks to the corner. He finds Ryan Skirtle. They get it to Calvin Carmichael. Here comes the double. Tries to dump it out. Swings to Ibarra. Ibarra goes up, missed it. Good defense by Manjohn. He comes away with the rebound. What a great defensive play there by Simpson. Aaron Berry on the catch on the right side of the floor. Lob pass picked off. Here comes Nick Johnson. One-on-one to the rack. Stripped and a foul. And he'll get to the free throw line to shoot two. Good foul there by Cooper. And kind of one of those turnovers that makes you scratch your head. No real reason to try and make that skip pass. Good anticipation by Nick Johnson. Those long arms at 6'5", able to reach out and get a finger on it to poke it in the positive direction for Embry-Riddle. At the line to tie the game as Simpson leads by one, 38-37. First one does tie the game at 38. Second one, also good. So Embry-Riddle regains the lead, 39-38. 15 minutes to go. Seems like this game is going to come right down to the wire. Blake Trent enters to Jalen Cooper. Scoop pass, John Manjohn lays it in with the left hand. That is great execution and a beautifully drawn up play by head coach Todd Franklin. 40-39. Gilbert Ibarra now to the baseline. Nick Johnson. Johnson swings to Logan Skirtle for three. Good. Logan Skirtle with his sixth triple of the night. He's keeping Embry-Riddle in the game. 42-40. Wow. Blake Trent, Jalen Cooper. Cooper digs his way to the rack. Swings out now to JT Branch. Branch to any travel. Trying to get a little too fancy there. Logan Skirtle is 6 of 7 from beyond the arc with 20 points. He leads all scorers in the contest. 42-40. Nick Johnson now, left side of the floor, picked up by Blake Trent. Now to Ibarra, who stutters. Well, I thought he shifted his feet. Maybe not. Logan Skirtle now back on the left side of Johnson. Goes to work. Out to Ryan Skirtle. Stutter step. Gets into the paint. Little floater from 14. Rings in and out. No good. John Manjohn with the rebound for Simpson. 42-40. The Redhawks trail by two. Jalen Cooper attacks. Goes right to the rack. Dumps out JT Branch. Goes up. Lays it up. Foul. And a chance for two at the line. It is the third foul on Logan Skirtle, and that is a huge advantage for Simpson, who might have to sit out. He has been the main offensive threat in this game for Embry-Riddle. Branch's first free throw, no good. JT's had a tough night from the field tonight, but maybe a free throw can get him going as he misses the first. Branch, pretty good free throw shooter, but he's 0 of 2 on the night. He's also just 2 of 9 from the field. Hasn't shot a field goal in the second half. Knocks down the second, 42-41. Embry-Riddle still with the one-point advantage. Here's Verdugo. Now to the right side of the floor to Ibarra in three-point range. Picked up by JT Branch to Herbert, who hit a three earlier. Looking to enter it on the right side. Now dribbles all the way over to the left side angle. Down low, Carmichael. Single coverage. Swings it out. Down to the corner. Good defense by Simpson. Back out again. Verdugo, no, tip, no, and Manjohn, it's tipped out of the foot of Blake Trent out of bounds. It's a jumping contest on the rebounds as it was tipped up in the air three or four times and then tipped down off of Blake Trent's foot. 42-41, into the paint, here comes the double from the baseline, short, Manjohn tips it, trying to keep it alive, can't, Ibarra now into the paint, up and under with the lay-in is good by Trace Edmeyer. 44-41. Couple of breaks not going Simpson's way in the last couple defensive possessions. Blake Trent to Deion Martin. Enters now to Jalen Cooper. Pass fake. Tipped, and it comes to Blake Trent on the baseline. John Manjon. No look pass to Martin. Crosses over. Gets into the paint. Sets up to Jalen Cooper. Back to Martin. Martin, one dribble pull up from 17. Short. But he tracks down his own rebound. Great hustle by Deion Martin. Skip pass. Blake Trent. He'll try. Through three. Got it. We're tied at 44. Blake Trent with another triple on the great setup from Deion Martin after keeping the play alive. 44-44. And a whistle and a foul here is on Jalen Cooper. Ibarra to Verdugo to the rack. Edmeyer lays it in. And now we have a whistle here. We're going to do a foul check, I believe, here on the team fouls. I think they're saying that the foul count should be 4-2. So they do make the change. Deion Martin with Jalen Cooper, JT Branch, Blake Trent, John Manjon. Martin enters to Jalen Cooper. Back to Martin in three-point range. Now to Cooper. They're going to overload it here. Against this zone. 15 on the clock. To Branch. Now back to Martin. 10 on the clock. Blake Trent pump fake. It looks into the paint. It's deflected. Back to Martin. 7 on the clock. Martin's going to have to create. Wants an on-ball screen. Crosses over. Gets to the right side. And he is fouled. And Simpson will get a fresh shot clock. Or check that. They'll get the shot clock at 20 on the baseline. The foul is on Kilbert Ibarra. His third personal. Martin looks in, finds Trent. Trent again for three. No. Long rebound comes to Branch, but Branch goes to the ground, and Nick Johnson has it. 2-on-1, and now spinning out is Verdugo. He'll reset Verdugo back to the baseline. Center step right to the rack. He goes up. The reverse layup. No good. He gets his own rebound. Layup. No, and a foul, and a chance for one more. Or for two more, excuse me. The shot was blocked. He got it back and then was fouled. 46-44. Embry-Riddle on top. Verdugo trying to extend the lead. The first free throw clanks off the front of the iron. Barry in for Cooper. Moss in for Branch. 46-44. And the rebound comes to John Manjon. 0-for-2 at the line for Connor Verdugo on that trip. Under 12 minutes remaining in the second half. Blake Trent back to Aaron Barry. Barry back to Martin. Martin inside. John Manjon double. Back to Barry for three. Yes! Simpson regains the lead. Barry knocks down the triple. 47-46. 11:30 to go. Verdugo now out to Herbert. Three-point range to Nick Johnson. Right side, Ibarra, the baseline drive, drop-off pass, deflected, lay-in, no. Rebound comes to Manjon. Here comes Simpson in transition. Martin gets inside, drops off Brandon. Moss taken away. What a steal and a deflection by Nick Johnson. 47-46. Gilbert Ibarra now enters to Verdugo, gets into the paint, a whistle and a foul on Deion Martin trying to fight over the screen. And I believe that's going to be his third. .21 on the shot clock as Verdugo is going to put it in play on the baseline here. They do. They get it in to Trace Edmeyer, who up fakes, now swings out. Center step for Johnson. His shot attempt is no good in the foul. And I think that one's going to be number three on John Manjon. Yep. His third. Still 11 minutes remaining, and you got obviously got to be careful, but it might be early enough to where you can leave him in. But as I said, that Todd Franklin summons JT Branch, I imagine it would be for Manjohn. Johnson to shoot two. First one is short. Trent out, Manjohn out, Cooper in, and JT Branch in. Ember Riddle just 8 of 16 from the free throw line here tonight. They've missed their last three. Johnson trying to tie the game at 47. It is no good. Wow. 47-46. Jalen Cooper now. Aaron Berry on the far side of Blake Trent. Back to Cooper for Simpson, trying to extend their lead. Cooper to Trent. Deep three-point range. Coop jabs right, goes left. Berry looks in, finds Moss. Moss pass fakes, and he traveled. So Emory Riddle will get it back, but they trail by one. 47-46, just over 10 minutes remaining. Caden Herbert swings down to Verdugo. Up top to Logan Skirtle, who's been the sharpshooter tonight. Edmeyer, the turnaround with the left hand, is good inside off the glass. And Emory Riddle regains the lead, 48-47. Cooper quickly puts it in play now to Aaron Berry. They're trying to get back into their offense quickly, trying to catch Emory Riddle snapping. Brandon Moss, a little 15-footer, rattles it home. Brandon Moss gives Simpson the lead, 49-48. We've had seven lead changes the past 4.5 minutes. Logan Skirtle, pass fake, swings to Johnson now on the baseline. Pauses, now looks for the double team. Back out to Logan Skirtle, catching fire for three. It's good. He's hit seven triples tonight. 7 of 8 from downtown, 51-49. Jalen Cooper now to Blake Trent. Trent back to Cooper. Cooper, got to make someone guard him. He does. Gets in, finds Moss. Moss back to Trent. Trent, one dribble. He's going to pull up again for three. Answers with a triple of his own. Again, the Redhawks regain the lead. 52-51. Back and forth we go as we get to the 10-minute mark in the second half. Branch goes for a steal. Can't get it. Logan Skirtle dumps back out to the point guard as Verdugo gets into the paint. And an offensive foul as Brandon Moss takes the charge. With a big smile on his face as he gets off the floor. 52-51. 9:17 remaining. Verdugo out. Ryan Skirtle back in. Simpson will be at the line the rest of this game. It's the sixth team foul. Just 5 for Embry-Riddle. Could be a lot of free throws in our future. Aaron Berry catches hands back to Cooper. To Aaron Berry now. Blake Trent, pump fake again. He'll try again for three. Foul, and he'll get a chance to shoot at three free throws at the free throw line. Ryan Skirtle does not like the foul call. And I thought he got him on the arm, and this will get Blake Trent to the free throw line to shoot three free throws. Trent is 22 of 26 on the year at 85%. Simpson's second leading scorer at 14 points per game now after a very nice couple of games over 20 in his last two. Knocks down the first, extends Simpson's lead to 2-2, 53-51. Blake Trent tonight, as he awaits in the second one, has 19 points. With that free throw, he's got 20 for three consecutive games. 6 of 11 from the floor, 4 of 9 from downtown, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line with 4 rebounds and a couple of steals. Trying to extend the lead to a 2-possession game. He does just that. It's the first time Simpson has led by 3 or more tonight. It's 55-51. 9 minutes to go here from the Grant Center on a Saturday night. Baseline drive, tough shot attempt, and it is out of bounds. Intended for Ryan Skirtle. It'll be Simpson basketball. The baseline drive by Caden Herbert. He got up in the air, realized he had nowhere to go, tried to throw it to Skirtle, and it's a turnover. 55-51. Cooper with Trent, Berry, Moss, and Branch. Baseline now. Blake Trent looking for room. Now to Jalen Cooper. Cooper looking into the paint to Barry. Barry fakes the pass on the baseline. Back to Cooper. Jabs right, goes left. Spins, hangs in the air. Tough shot. It's no good, but a foul. And a chance for two at the line. Jalen Cooper, so agile and so quick and also shifty. One of the toughest covers in the Cal Pack. The senior guard out of Fairfield will head to the free throw line. Cooper, 71% free throw shooter at 7 points per game. He knocks down free throw number one. Now it's starting to look at the free throw numbers. Embry Riddle has struggled, and Simpson is 10, now 11 of 16, where Embry Riddle is 6 of 12. Second one, also good, 57-51. Largest lead of the night yet again. Six-point game. Caden Herbert to the baseline to Logan Skirtle, who's kept Embry Riddle in this game. Trace Edmeyer, turnaround, the half hook, no good. Rebound comes to Blake Trent. Here comes Simpson looking to extend their lead. Cooper puts on the brakes across the midcourt, logo to Blake Trent. Right back to Cooper, who now will slow it down. Barry. Cooper out to Trent. Truly has limitless range. Into Cooper. Cooper stops, back to Moss. Moss goes up, lays it in. What a setup from Jalen Cooper. 59-51. 8-point lead. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. And I check that. Aaron Fundelich is going to take one on his own. A big run for Simpson as they take the lead and now have extended it to 8 here with just under 8 minutes remaining in the ball game. 59-51. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
59-51, 8 minutes remaining in the contest. 18 fouls on Embry Riddle, 5 on Simpson. It is an 8-point game here at the moment. They're going to go over and check something here with the book. Question is, what are they checking? I think the foul total on the scoreboard is incorrect. It is, in fact, correct. So, we'll resume play. Here we go, Embry Riddle. We'll pick it back up to Caden Herbert. Herbert with Barry on him. Now up top to Logan Skirtle. Looks into the paint. Calvin Carmichael. Mark back out. Good defense here by Simpson. Herbert looking in. Again, they find Carmichael. He's going to get doubled. Nowhere to go. Now goes up, and he's fouled. With 7 on the shot clock. And Calvin Carmichael will get to the free throw line. Carmichael is 75% free throw shooter at 33 for 34. First one is good. As now there's a blue screen behind it. There we go. Now it's off. 7-point game, and Carmichael hits the second. Now a 6-point game. 7:30 to go. Aaron Berry to Blake Trent, 3-point range. To Jalen Cooper. Shot clock down to 15. Berry guarded closely, again in deep 3-point. Cooper, he'll try for three. He's got it! 62-53, Hammer Knight Jalen Cooper, who's also got 7 assists, now in double figures. 9-point game with 7 to go. Down low Carmichael, here comes the double, trying to find a place to give it to him. He does out to Herbert. Skip pass, and it's a turnover. We're going to take a break. We'll be back 62-53 here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Michael with Hokomas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokomas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokomas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokomas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokomas.net, or like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Here out of the timeouts. 6:49 remaining. Gilbert Ibarra crossing over with behind the back dribble, swings out. Here's an open three from Nick Johnson. No. JT Branch corrals the rebound. 62-53. Trent hands to Aaron Berry, now to Jalen Cooper. 9-point game. Shot clock again down to 11. Berry out to Cooper. Cooper will jab left. Go right. Gets into the paint. JT Branch. Baseline 18-footer. No. Brandon Moss can't come away with a rebound. It comes to Ryan Skirtle. 6 minutes to go. Simpson goes for a steal. Nick Johnson to the rack. He's fouled, and he'll get to the line to shoot two. So Nick Johnson, who just missed a pair earlier, will head back to the line. The first one pops out, and the Redhawks are benefiting greatly from the Embry-Riddle's inability to knock down free throws. This one is also short. Jalen Cooper with the rebound. Nick Johnson and Embry-Riddle's below 50% on the game from the free throw line. Cooper to Aaron Berry. Now to Blake Trent. Trent now down low to Cooper. He's going to have a little floater. Knocks it down. Great execution from Simpson. Cooper had a wide open little floater from about 10 feet away. And it's now an 11-point game. 64-53, largest lead of the night for Simpson. Johnson looking down low. Has Carmichael. Little half hook. Goes up again. Manny lays it in. Simpson kind of just waiting and buying time until John Manjack can come back in and stop that big fella down there. 64-55. Simpson with the lead. Blake Trent now. Skip pass. Aaron Berry. Stutter step. Gets into the paint. Sets up. JT Brandt. Dunks. It's home. What a setup from Berry. And Branch with the unbelievable throwdown. 66-55. Gilbert Ibarra. Down low to Carmichael. Carmichael waiting. Back to the baseline to Ibarra, who's cut off. Spins, nowhere to go. Ryan Skirtle, it's down to 15. He'll try for three. No. Long rebound, it comes to Embry Riddle. Second chance, right over Aaron Berry is Vic Johnson, who lays it in. 66-57. Back to nine. Blake Trent, dribble handoff to Aaron Berry. Cooper in three-point range.